First of all, congratulations on getting this award and being a fellow. Can you tell me what it means to be a fellow?
Well, I think it's a very nice distinction. I was honored to be recognized by colleagues in the biological sciences. That indicates that the totality of your life's work is considered important by people in the field, and I couldn't be more thrilled to get this award.
Can you tell me a little bit about your research?
The primary problem we're interested in is why tumors become resistant to the drugs that are used to treat them. Specifically, about 15 years ago, we got interested in a drug called cisplatin, which is widely used to treat a variety of tumors. And in almost all the cases, tumors will ultimately become resistant to the drug. There had been a lot of work done on this drug, but there was quite a bit of confusion. And I had the idea that we could use genetics to sort some of this out. So we work on a simple organism we can do genetics on, and we got mutant lines that were resistant to the drug. And these allowed us to identify what genes were involved and what proteins were involved. And we sorted through this and found a couple novel enzymes that were involved in making cells resistant to the drug, and we followed up on one of these for the next 12 or 14 years.
How did you get started with that research?
We were studying DNA repair for a completely different reason. Somebody brought it to my attention that there was a drug that causes DNA damage, and it's a chemotherapeutic drug, and it's this drug cisplatin. And they suggested that I look to see how the cells repair that damage. And when I read the literature on this drug, I realized there was this major problem with therapy. And then I just had this idea that maybe we should go for it and try to figure this out.
So what are the real-world implications for someone who has cancer right now?
One of the things that we discovered was that we could sensitize cells to this drug using another drug. A tumor that might be resistant to cisplatin at a certain level is a real problem therapeutically because you can't raise the concentration of the drug you're using. But by using a secondary drug, we can make those tumors more sensitive to the first drug.
Is this currently being used?
There's no current use of this. But these things take a lot of time, very expensive to bring any drug to market, and the biochemistry is complicated.
Are certain people resistant to this kind of drug, or is it random?
Every tumor has a number of mutations which make it a tumor, make it grow faster. So that's the primary characteristic of a tumor cell, that it's growing faster than a normal cell. Having said that, these cells also tend to have what's called genomic instability, so their DNA gets broken up and mutated a bit faster than normal cells. The result of that is that more mutations accumulate, and some of those cause drug resistance. So it's a totally random process. It could happen early on. It can happen later. It might not happen at all.
Is there anything else you want to add?
Well, I just want to say again that I'm very grateful for getting this award and just very, very happy that it came my way.